The following is a song class led by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasa Thikari, recorded on September 22nd, 2010 in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight there will be a song class on the song called Sri Nama from the Gitavali by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And first we will sing it, and then I will explain the meaning of the song, the purport.
Gai Gaura Madhur Sare,
repeat.
Gai Gaura Madhur Sare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gai Guru Madhur Hare, Gai Guru Madhur Hare, Gai Guru Madhur Hare, Gai Guru Madhur Hare, Grihe Tako Vane Tako Sada Hari Bole Dako, Grihe Tako Vane Tako Sada Hari Bole Dako, Suke Duke Bulo Nako Varane Hati Nam Koro Re, Suke Duke Bulo Nako Varane Hati Nam Koro Re, Gai Koro Madhur Hare, Gai Guru Madhur Hare, Maya Jala Bada Hoye Achomiche Kanjaloye, Maya Jale Bada Hoye Achomiche Kanjaloye, Ekono Chetana Paye Rara Madam Nambolore, Ekono Chetana Paye Rara Madam Nambolore, Gai Guru Madhur Hare, Gai Guru Madhur Hare, Jivana hoilo shesh na bharje rishikesh, Jivana hoilo shesh na bharje rishikesh, Bhakti vinor upadesh ek par namrase matore, Bhakti vinor upadesh ek panam nase mato re, Gai Guru Madhur. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Gai Gorama Udhusvare, Gai Gorama Udhusvare, Gai Gorama Udhusvare, Gai Gorama Udhusvare.
So, this is the most wonderful song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Prabhupada especially recommends this song we read last night in that lecture. He mentioned this song. So, this Gaya Gormadur Svare means Lord Chaitanya sings in a very sweet voice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So just imagine if you could hear the voice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing in the kirtan, how sweet that would be. So now, Lord Chaitanya is giving this instruction. Grihe tako vane tako sada hari bole tako. Just see the nice Bengali poetry. It's so nice rhythm, you see. Grihe tako vane tako sada. Grihe tako vane tako sada hari bole tako. So nice rhythm. Whether you're a grihastha, whether you're a sannyasi, doesn't matter. Constantly chant, Hari Hari. Sukhe duke bulo nako badane harinam korori. Do not forget this chanting. Whether you're in a happy condition or a distressful one, just fill your lips with a harinam. So, sometimes we are happy, isn't it? Sometimes we feel pretty ecstatic, don't we? Sometimes we feel pretty down. But it doesn't matter. Lord Chaitanya says it doesn't matter. You can be happy, you can be sad, it doesn't matter. Just keep going. Hari, 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 hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Whether you're happy or sad, just keep it going. Keep that mantra going, you see. See, that is the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he says, Maya jala badda hoye achomiche kajaloye. You are bound up in the network of Maya and are forced to toil fruitlessly. Ekono chaitana peye radhamav nam bolore. Now you've attained full consciousness in the human life, so just chant the names of Radha Madhav. So we are doing that every morning. Jaira and Jaira Radha Madhav. You see, we're doing that. You see, we go to Mayapur, there's Radha Madhav, you see. So in this way, we just fill our hearts with Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav, you see. Because this will deliver us, you see, from this network of Maya. We are forced to toil fruitlessly. We were discussing that this morning, Parishrama, you see. Pa-pa-ba-ba-ma. Parishrama, pena, bandha, baya, and mrityu. Pavarga, you see. That's the pavarga in Sanskrit language. It's the labial consonants. Labial means lips. See, on the lips. Ba-ma. It's on the lips. It's the labial consonants. That's it. Labial consonants are called the pavarga. And each one of them stands for a certain thing. The pa consonant stands for parishrama, or very hard labor. The pa, ph, pa consonant stands for pena, or foam from the mouth. If you work very hard, your mouth starts foaming.
Pa stui za pena, което означава пиана, и когато работи много сирено, почва да ни се...
And the ba consonant stands for bandha, or bondage.
А ba означава банда, или оплитане.
And then after that comes bhaya, ba, the ba consonant.
След това идва bhaya, или съгласната ba.
Fearfulness. And then at the end, ma, mrityu, death.
You see?
But if you will follow this advice of Lord Chaitanya, you can negate the pavarga, a pavarga. You negate the fruitless, foaming, bondage, fearful death existence. You become liberated. And now the final verse. Jivana hoilo sheish nabhajile rishikesh bhakti vinoro padesh ekbar namra se mato hori gai. Your life may end at any moment. Shesh means end. And jivana, you see, your life. So your life, jivana hoilo shesh, your life may end at any time. Nabhajile Rishikesh, but you haven't served Rishikesh, the Lord of the Senses. This is a warning. So now actually it says, Bhaktivinoda says, so whether this is Bhaktivinoda or Lord Chaitanya saying, that's, it was quoting here, Lord Chaitanya is saying, but now it says Bhaktivinoda, oh, this is a quote inside the quip. Anyway, either way, it's transcendental. Bhakti Vinoda Fideshek Bharanam Rase Maturi. Just Bhakti Vinoda Thakur says, just once relish the holy name of the Lord.
Bhakti Vinoda Thakur says, this is his advice. Please taste the nectar of the
Lord. It's interesting, the word that's being used here for relish, mato. In the Bengali, mato, but you know, mata, you know, we say hati mata, mad elephant offense.
Mato is Bengali, but mata означава
It's the same mata word. So there's transcendental, there's mundane madness to commit a Vaishnava prat, there's also transcendental madness. There's mundane madness and there's transcendental madness. So Bhaktivinoda is advising that you become a madman. A nama madman. Completely intoxicated by the name. That is his advice. So in this way, if we can remember this wonderful, sweet voice of Lord Chaitanya, calling out to us to chant Hare Krishna and Bhaktivinoda's wonderful advice, and always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then our lives will be successful. Then we will no longer see the repetition of birth and death. This is the pathway which has been chalked out by the great acharyas. Mahajano yena gatasapanta. One should follow the pathway of the great acharyas. These great acharyas are listed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Svayambhur Narada Shambhu Kumarao Kapilo Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasakirviyam. Svayambhur, that's Lord Brahma. Svayambhur Nadadash Narad Muni Shambhu Lord Shiva. Kumara, the four Kumaras. Kapilo, Lord Kapila Dev. Manu, Svayambhuva Manu. Pralad Ho, Pralad Maharaj. Janako, King Janak, the father of Janaki, or Sita Devi. Pralad Janako, Bhishma, grandfather Bhishma. Balir. Bali Maharaj. Vayasakir, Shukadeva Goswami. Vayam, that's Lord, that's Yamaraj speaking this list. We, he said. So, if we can follow the pathway of these great Mahajanas, Brahma, Narada, Shiva, Kumaras, Kapila, Svayambhuva Manu, Pralad Maharaj, Janak Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami and Yamaraj, then our life will be successful. You may think, well, the sannyasis, yeah, they can do it, but I'm a householder, you know, how could I possibly do it? Take account of the Mahajans and see how many are saffron men and how many are grihasthas in that list. Prabhupada says actually there's more householders than there are renunciates in the Mahajan. But out of deference to the saffron men, if you count the Kumaras as four, then the Brahmacharis men. But they normally are counted as 12, so the normal thing is to count them as 12. The Kumaras are counted as one. So if you count it a normal way, the householders actually win. But the Brahmacharis and the Sannyasis can certainly transcendentally count the 15 Mahajans, and then they win out. No one can say they're wrong because actually there are 15.
Никой не може да каже, че греша, защото наистина са 15.
But normally the Kumaras are counted as one. The four Kumaras are considered one. Because they're so tight in that group, you see. They work very tight, very cooperation, very great cooperation. You see, there's no fighting amongst the four Kumaras. They may fight with Brahmanji, but they don't fight amongst themselves. They fought with Brahmanji, you know. Okay, my dear sons, now you populate the universe. Forget it, we're staying Brahmachari. And Brahma got so angry, Lord Shiva came out of his forehead. So even if one has to take the wrath of one's father, you see, a brahmachari will not give up his saffron. Even if his father says, "No, my dear son, you must get married. What about the family lineage? Your mother wants to have grandchildren. How could you think about remaining brahmachari? It would be a disgrace." But just remember the four Kumaras, you see. And what was the result of their determination to remain brahmachari? The topmost Vaishnava, Padam Vaishnava, Lord Shiva appeared, you see, because of the determination of the Kumaras to remain brahmachari. So brahmachari life is always recommended. And Prabhupada recommended all the ladies should get married. Prabhupada said, "This is the dilemma." But the answer, the resolution for this dilemma is very simple. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. So one doesn't have to worry about one's status. Simply become completely sold out servant of Krishna. And Krishna will personally arrange everything for you. Just imagine if the Supreme Person who controls and owns everything supplies whatever you need at every minute in his service.
Просто си представете върховната личност, която притежава и контролира всичко.
Personally gives.
Лично да ви доставя всичко, което.
The example that Prabhupada gives for this verse is like this.
Примерът, който ще Прабхупада дава с този стих.
Krishna says, "I personally deliver to your door whatever you need."
Той казва, Кришна казва, аз лично доставям до вратата ви всичко, от което имате нужда.
It's like sometimes the DHL man will come and make delivery, you see. So Prabhupada said that Krishna will personally deliver your door whatever you need. Now is that for your sense gratification? No, that's for devotional service. So you may say, "Well, why I'm chanting Hare Krishna, why am I struggling to meet my necessities?" Kindly note, Krishna says, those who worship me with exclusive devotion. Do you know the meaning of the word exclusive? That means you're devoted to Krishna and nobody else. Nothing else. Your devotion is not divided in any way. You're not devoted to your senses. You're not devoted to the senses of anybody else either. You have one love and one love only, and that's
Krishna.
As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 11. Text number 54. Do we have any Bhakti Shastri qualified devotees here? Who has their Bhakti Shastri degree? Okay, what's 1154? Do you know that one? Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya ahamevam vidorjana gyatum drashtum chatatvena praveshtum chaparantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding.
Мой скъпи Арджуна, единствено с помощта на неотклонно предано служене мога да бъда разбран такъв какъвто съм, какъвто стоя сега пред теб и да бъда видян непосредствено. Само по този начин ти можеш да проникнеш в тайните за разбирането ми.
So we were discussing the other day in Burgas the different ways that Krishna talks about devotional service in the Bhagavad Gita. The way the Gita has been translated for us by Prabhupada is very nice. Sometimes it says full devotional service. Sometimes pure devotional service. Sometimes undivided devotional service. Sometimes exclusive devotion. These are all different words, which are different ways of saying the same thing. 100%
bhakti.
Mangchaya vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitang brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unflinching in all circumstances. This is 1426. Is it 1426?
Yes.
Bhakti Shastri. Manchiya vibhicharena. Bhakti yogena sevate. 1426? Okay, good, I had it right. Sagudan samatityaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, unflinching in all circumstances, at once transcends the influence of the modes of material nature and thus come to the level of Brahman. So this point of being completely 100% absorbed in Krishna consciousness is stated again and again and again and again.
Бъдеш изцяло взет в Кришна съзнание 100%, този момент отново се набляга на него.
It's stated again in 1155 Bhagavad Gita.
Отново в 1155 Bhagavad Gita.
Мат карма крин мат парамо мат бхакта санга варджита Nirvaira sarvabhuteshu yasumam meti pandava. My dear Arjuna, he who engages in pure devotional service, free from the contamination of fruitive activities and mental speculation, who works for me, who makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living entity, certainly comes to me.
Мой скъпи Арджуна, всеки, който ми служи с чиста преданост, освободен от замърсяването на кармичните дейности и умствените спекулации, който работи за мен, за когото аз съм върховната цел в живота, който е приятелски настроен към всяко живо същество, със сигурност идва при мен.
So is it okay to become rude to the non-devotees? I mean, they're just dvipada pashus, right? So it's okay to be rude to them, right? I'm being a little sarcastic here. No, Krishna says he was friendly to every living entity. You were asking me last night about the qualities of a devotee. One of them is being friendly to everyone. So if you will practice being friendly to everybody all the time, That your will help your heart to become soft so you can chant better. And when you chant better, then you can become even more friendly. And when you're more friendly, you're hardly becoming more soft. And your heart becomes even more soft, and you can become even more friendly. And then your heart will become even more soft. You see, it's not really difficult to be Krishna conscious. You just have to plug into the teachings of Krishna. That's all you have to do. It's simple. Plug in to what Krishna says. Be manifest in your life exactly what Krishna says. I mean, how many devotees are rude to devotees? In our movement, it happens all the time. We get rude to each other, you see. You think Krishna likes that? You think that helps us to awaken our dormant Krishna consciousness? No. It's like there's a saying in English, I don't know if you have it in Bulgarian, it's called throwing a monkey wrench in the gears. You probably don't have it in Bulgarian, but the idea is like something that really messes everything up, you know. If you take a machine that's running, you know, and then you just take one of these wrenches, you know, the big monkey wrench, I mean, you just throw it in the middle of the machine, in the middle of the cogs, the machine will just come to a screeching halt, it'll break the machine, it'll break down. So if we're not friendly to devotees, or we're not friendly even to non-devotees, this will hurt our Krishna consciousness. So we have to learn how to be friendly to everyone. That is one of the qualities of being a devotee, always friendly. So if we will study these wonderful instructions of Srila
Prabhupada,
how perfectly he has given us the teachings of Krishna, then we can easily cross over this vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence and regain our original identity in the pastimes of our beloved Lord, Sri Krishna. You don't have to continue rotting in the cycle of birth and death. All you have to do is take advantage of the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of the great acharyas, and you'll be pulled out of this hellish nightmare called the material world. Have you noticed? This is a horrible place. As confirmed by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. It is not a fit place for a gentleman's residence. The material world is a bad neighborhood. It's a very bad, crime-ridden neighborhood. Would you want to live in a crime-ridden neighborhood? Well, you are right now. You're living in a crime-ridden neighborhood. So it's time we move to a better neighborhood. Goloka Vrindavan. So, Prabhupada is the moving agent. He is helping us move from the bad neighborhood to the good neighborhood, where life is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, where we become free from temporality, ignorance, and misery. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to cut loose from all your material attachments right now? Or do you want to hang on to them a little longer? What is it? You want to cut loose right now, Narada Muni? You want to cut loose now from the material energy? You want to hang on to the Maya a little longer?
When I'm listening to your lectures, I feel halfway.
Only halfway?
He says halfway, but it's little long. There's little to the end to make it. Just
a little.
Yeah, halfway, but simultaneously almost to make it.
Well, you have to intensify your listening. You have to become more focused on your listening. Don't let your mind run here, run there, all over the universe, circling around the Milky Way. Bring your mind in for a landing right here in Hare Krishna Mandir, you see. Let your mind come in for a landing, complete solid landing. So you can be, so the transcendental potency of Krishna can liberate you right now. Did you know you can be liberated just by hearing? Did you know that? Just by hearing with rapt attention this subject matter, you can become liberated and become a pure devotee. Did you know that just by hearing you can become a pure devotee? You may say, well, come on, what's the proof? Parikshit Maharaj. Simply by hearing Bhagavatam, he became a pure devotee, you see. So if we can hear this transcendental message with rapt attention, and just let go of all that mental garbage we've been carrying around for millions and billions of lifetimes. In the course of one 45-minute class, you can become a completely pure devotee. What is the proof? Arjuna. He was completely in Maya, but he heard the Bhagavad Gita, and within 45 minutes he became completely liberated. It only took 45 minutes. He was a complete basket case. He was weeping like a sentimental woman on the chariot. He dropped his bow. He couldn't do anything. He had a complete nervous breakdown. But at the end, he became the powerful Arjuna, ready to do whatever Krishna wanted, you see. It only took 45 minutes for that transition to take place. And you know what Prabhupada says? He says that we can get the same benefit ourselves right here, right now. It's not that, well, you know, Arjuna, he was on the chariot with Krishna, so, you know, he had, for Arjuna it's possible. For me, it's, of course it's not possible because I'm not on the chariot with Krishna. Now, wait a minute. Do you think Krishna is omnipotent or Krishna is not omnipotent? Krishna is omnipotent. That means he is just as present. If we read the Bhagavad Gita right now, September 2010 in Sofia, Bulgaria, September 22nd, if we read the Bhagavad Gita, the same potency of Krishna is there as it was 5,000 years ago.
Ако сега на 22 септември 2010 година четем Бхагавад Гита, същата сила е тук на Бхагавад Гита както преди 5000 години.
So one may say, well, then why I'm not liberated at the end of the class?
Тогава ние си мислим, защо не съм се освободил в края на лекцията?
It's the quality of our hearing.
Заради качеството на слушането ни.
It's not that the message lacks potency.
Не е така, че посланието му липсва мощ.
Our hearing is not, we're not tuned in. It's like Kripa Siddha is playing with his toes right now instead of focusing on the hearing. You see, I trained him the other day about not playing, but he still hasn't learned. Tune in to the transcendental Shabda Brahma. Don't let your mind wander there. You can play with your toes after the class as much as you want. But if you will focus on this transcendental message, you will experience a pleasure which is millions and billions of times more ecstatic than playing with your toes. I'm telling you this because I know you're a great transcendentalist beneath all the coverings. I'm trying to pull you, the great transcendentalist, out from beneath the coverings. I'm trying to elevate you. So in this way, we're all playing with our toes in various ways, not only Kripa Siddha. We all have our little playing with the toes things going on in our minds, you know. We all do. So we have to learn, just leave that aside right now. I'm just going to go fully into hearing the transcendental teachings of Krishna. Because when we become completely expert in going deep, deep, deep into this transcendental knowledge, deep, deep, deep into the teachings of Krishna, which are Krishna himself, then we are directly coming in contact with God. And in this way, we can be completely purified, become liberated souls, even while within this body. It's like the great transcendence we read about in the Bhagavatam. Is this simply some dry textbook? These are laboratory manuals. If you will apply what you're reading in these books, it will happen to you also. You will see Krishna directly, face to face. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadaiva hridayesha galovayanti yang shama shundaram achintya gunasvarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. This is not make-believe words of Brahmaji. He says, if you will anoint your eyes with the Prem Anjana, the ointment of love of God, then you will see Lord Shama Sundar seated within your heart, standing within your heart. And you will see him everywhere also. When you see him within, Prabhupada says you'll see him everywhere. Shama Sundar. Just imagine if everywhere you looked, you could see Shama Sundar. You may say, well, how could I function? I might run into the wall or something like that. No, a devotee can see the material energy also. But he can see through the material energy how Shama Sundar is emanating it. It's not that he can't function in the material world. He functions better than anybody else in the material world because he understands the material energy better than anyone else. For the pure devotee, the material energy becomes translucent because he can see Krishna behind it. So if you would like to have the constant darshan of Krishna, seeing Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna, then all you have to do is apply that Premanjana regularly to your eyes.
това, което трябва да направите, е редовно да си мажете от тази
преманжина. Well, where do I get this premanjana?
И откъде да вземем тази преманжина?
Do they have it down at the pharmacy?
Продават ли я в аптеката?
Well, you know what? Prabhupada was, when he was a house sitter, Prabhupada was a pharmacist. He had his Prayag pharmacy business. So do you think Prabhupada stopped being a pharmacist? No. Prabhupada actually did not give up being a pharmacist. He simply switched pharmaceutical products, that's all. He switched to one product only, and that's premanjana. He gave up that Prayag pharmacy, he took up the ISKCON pharmacy. Distributing premanjana all over the world, you see. So how do you get this premanjana? You get it through the kirtan, through the prasadam, through the rathayatra, through the Vaishnava Sangha, through the books. It's every single way that you associate with Krishna consciousness movement, you're getting premanjana. The more you can associate with devotees, the more you take prasadam, the more you offer your obeisances, the more you rise early in the morning to observe Mangalarti here or at home, the more the second initiates chant their Gayatri mantra nicely, all of these items that Prabhupada has given us that are coming from the Goswamis, as mentioned in the Nectar Devotion, Tulsi Worship, etc. This is a cure, and Prabhupada is administering a cure upon us. The premanjana cure. To bring us out of the blindness that we are in at the present moment. So keep on practicing this Krishna consciousness every day. Keep on practicing it every minute. And you will become qualified to see Krishna. Just like Srila Prabhupada ordered me in one letter. He said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. I love that order. It's a pretty tall order. I love it. It's so wonderful what Prabhupada has ordered me, you know. I have to do that. I have to qualify myself to see Krishna face to face. I know by my own strength it's impossible. I'm just a rascal. But I know by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, even the most degraded rascal like me can become purified and see Krishna. This is the sweet mercy of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, we are turning the hippies into happies. So it doesn't matter how weird you may be. You might be a weird hippie type character. But if people chant Hare Krishna, you become transformed gradually into Paramahamsa. Is this only for adults, Kripa Siddha? Or does it work for kids too? That's right. How old was Prahlad Maharaj? How old was that Dhruva? And they became pure devotees. They were little boys like you. So there's no such thing as being too young. At the very young age, one should take up Krishna consciousness with all seriousness. Becoming the pure devotee. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Има ли някакво ниво над любовта към всички хора, което всъщност са това въпрос, който бих видял?
Към всички хора или към всички живи същества?
Към всички живи същества.
You mentioned in the beginning that the devotee loves every living entity, actually. And he's asking, is this...
The one about friendly to every living entity? That
yes,
one?
Friendly. Okay. He loves them. Is this a sure sign that this person loves God, loves Krishna? And is there any...
No, not necessarily. Because in the material world, some people try to love everyone also, but that love is imperfect because it's not based on Krishna consciousness.
Не е задължително, защото в материален свят някои хора се опитват да обичат всички останали, но това не е задължително, че те са Кришна осъзнати.
The love of a materialist always remains imperfect because he's loving on the material platform.
Любовта на материалиста винаги остава несъвършена, защото той ги обича на материална платформа.
Just like in the US they have a holiday called Thanksgiving.
Както например в Щатите има такъв празник на благодарността.
And every year on Thanksgiving day everyone eats a turkey bird. Every family is supposed to get together and have a turkey in their home, eat a turkey. So some people think, well, I love everyone, so for the poor people, I'm going to give out free turkeys on Thanksgiving to the poor people. I'm going to show them how much I love them. I'm going to give them a turkey bird so they can have their turkey dinner on Thanksgiving. So what happens to that person who gives out the turkeys? Well, they just got karmically implicated in the killing of those innocent birds. And the result of their love will be that they'll become turkeys in their next lifetime. So such love on the material platform remains always imperfect. But if you will love based on the principles of Krishna consciousness, by trying to help others to connect with Krishna, their Lord and their Master, then your love is perfect. And by your kindness, they will also become perfect. So now you love like that all living beings, and your life will be perfect. Is that alright? Very good. Jai. Okay, next question. I saw your hand. Oh, there you go.
Сухи, мокри, повече емоции.
Какво е тревата, суха трева?
Да. Както и да е, но това не е релевантно в момента. Въпросът е, че дори в един момент да сме в такова кришна съзнание, в много добро кришна съзнание. Ако умрем в този момент, окей, обаче по принцип, когато се тръгне санкша на Богу, най-вероятно пак ще се върнем в предишното състояние и ще продължим по пътя на този процес, по който вървим. Така че, ако може, съм решен да обясним по-скоро за то процес и това, те две неща се съществуват от време.
He's giving me a tough time. It's okay. So you mentioned how we can become perfect by hearing even for one class during the time of one
if,
class.
If one depends on one's quality of hearing, if one can hear perfectly even one class, one will become perfect. But the condition is you have to hear perfectly. That's the condition. If your hearing is imperfect, you will not become perfect. You will be perfected only to the degree that your hearing is perfected.
Ти ще се усъвършенства в само степента, в която твоето слушане е съвършено. And you gave the example of Arjuna and Parikshit Maharaj, but some other time you also explained that they had previous training.
Yes, you also had previous training.
Ти също си имал предишно подготовка. And there was something else from his question.
Right.
And maybe now when you are here and giving the lectures, we are elevated, but then when you go from here, then we may come back to our normal.
And keep me here always.
Така че дръщаме тук винаги с вас.
If you take me into your heart, I'll take you into my heart. How's that?
Ако ме вземеш ти в сърцето си, аз ще взема в моето сърце. Как ти звучи това?
Next question.
Какъв е критерия или какво е доказателството, че някой е разбрал Бхагавад Гита, защото от авторитетите чуваме, че чисти преданно отдавани, които са вечни предложители на Кришна, са поставени в позиция, които не са разбрали Бхагавад Гита. Какъв е критерият? Какво е доказателството, че някой е разбрал Бхагавад Гита?
Като, например, Арджуна ли, който в началото не е разбрал? Кой не е разбрал?
Има предвид Хануман. Хануман е поставен от Кришна високо. Той не по своя воля е поставен на флага високо. Нали? А пък на колесницата на флага става въпрос. На флагато.
Какъв смисъл не е разбрал Бхагавад Гита?
Ами, в една лекция Бхакти Вигьяна Госвами каза, че някои авторитети казва, че понеже Кришна е поставил Хануман високо на флага, а ние трябва да сме долу ниско, защото само тогава ние можем да разберем знанието. Ние трябва да сме като низина долу ниско. Ако сме като връх отгоре, фактически ние не можем да разберем, не можем да чуем Кришна.
Доведа ми, ако сме горди. Ако сме
измерени. Може да го кажеш някак си да прекрадиш, защото не мога да спадна точно смисъл.
Значи, както млякото идва от времето на кравата, така и знанието идва от духовно учител, обаче ние трябва да сме като низина, амани на манина. Фактически ние трябва да сме в това положение.
Добре,
обаче ако сме като връх, ние просто няма да приемаме знанието.
Просто нали това е причината да не разбираме Бхагавад Гита?
Да, какво е доказателството, че някой действително е разбрал Бхагавад Гита?
Какъв е критерий, че някой е
разбрал? What is the criteria or the proof that one has actually understood Bhagavad Gita?
So, one's understanding of Bhagavad Gita will be seen by his enthusiasm for devotional service.
Дали някой разбрал Бхагавад Гита, ще си проличи по неговия ентусиазъм да отдава предано служене.
Simple then.
Много просто.
How enthusiastic are you to serve?
Колко си ентусиазиран да служиш?
That shows the degree of your comprehension of Bhagavad Gita.
Това показва нивото на твоето разбиране на Бхагавад Гита.
Next question.
Моя въпрос, независимо от това, че по-рано е дошъл.
душа в главата е свързан с този, но това не го превежда. Тая епоха критерий, че си разбрал Бхагаван Гита, не е ли да желаеш да изкандираш движението на Бог Чайта? Излезеш на улица.
Да, понеже не съм ваше. His question is related to the question of Krishna Kshetra Prabhu. Isn't it that in this age to prove that you have understood Bhagavad Gita means that you will go out on the streets to expand the movement?
It means whatever your spiritual master has ordered you to do, that's it.
Това означава всичко, което духовният учител каза да правиш.
He may tell you to go milk a cow. Depends on the order of the spiritual master. He engaged some devotees in studying Sanskrit. Engaged others in book distribution. He engaged others in making paintings. Simply, one should be fully surrendered to whatever instruction he receives from his spiritual master. That's
all.
Whatever that may be.
When you came in Bulgaria for the first time in Burgas, there was a small group of devotees, and you told all the devotees that we should make all Bulgaria Krishna conscious. You gave this instruction to all the devotees.
Yes.
This means that we should go out on the street.
Yes, definitely. That order I have given you all, and I haven't. That order is still there. You must make Bulgaria Krishna conscious. Must make a revolution in this country. Book distribution, prasadam distribution, Harinam, Rathayatras, personal cultivation, home program. You should go all out. And I was very happy. Actually, you were number two in the whole world in book distribution. You number two temple in the whole world. It's very good. The award is over there on the board. You recognize this. You're doing wonderful preaching here. Just keep doing it and keep increasing it. Everyone should be very eager to distribute these books, distribute the holy names, make devotees. All the second initiates should be volunteering to help with the puja. How many second initiates do we have here in the room? Second initiated devotees. 1, 2, 3, 4. Purusha Tuja, you can help him make the deity worship more wonderful. Please volunteer whatever you can. Try to help him with the puja. He's taking such a burden on himself. When I'm here, I practically myself, Mataji and a few of my disciples are the only people at Mangalarti. I mean, for the most part, I wonder who comes to Mangalarti when I'm not here.
Когато съм тук, аз виждам, че само аз, Матаджи, който е с мен, някой мой ученик, идваме на Мангаларти. Аз се чуда, когато не сме тук, кой идва изобщо на Мангаларти?
Purusha Tuja is taking such a burden on himself. Practically the whole thing he's doing all by himself.
Purusha Tuja първо има такъв твар на плещите си. На практика той прави всичко сам.
So everyone should be coming to help him in every way possible to this deity worship, all the second initiates.
Всички второ посвещени трябва да идвате да му помагате.
Prabhu, can I do a few artis every week? Please bless me with the opportunity. I can do some artis. In this way, we have to increase the cooperation and the service here. I was speaking with our president, Paramjyoti Prabhu. He wants that all the Brahmins should assist Paramjyoti Prabhu in the deity worship. And I fully stand with Paramjyoti on that principle. He and I are of one mind in that regard.
Yes, is цяло подкрепен Paramjyoti Prabhu за този принцип. Ние мислим едно в
системе. Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Значи аз съм провокиран от темата, нали, която беше повдигната тук за праведното служене. И ума ми веднага изплува примера, който Прабхупад дава за вентилатора, когато човек дръпне щепсъл, има инерция. И тази инерция в живота на човек понякога може да отнеме години, а понякога и десетки години. И опитвайки се човек да спре тази инерция на материалните дейности, в които е въвлечен, опитвайки се да ги удовлетвори това, дали е също предано служене?
When we were discussing the topic of devotional service, how it can be done in one moment or perfected in one moment, it came to his mind the example that Srila Prabhupada gives with the fan, that when you unplug the fan, it takes time to stop the movement.
Yeah.
And for example, if a person is involved in material activities, it may take years to to go to the spiritual. So is this this transformation also if he tries to spiritualize his activities gradually, is this also
yes, it can take some time. That's a bit. It usually does.
Да, може да отнеме известно време и обикновено така и става.
So I should, since it's a gradual process, I should take it slow and easy.
И понеже постепенен процесът, това значи, че аз трябва бавно и малко по малко да го правя.
I should every moment strive to achieve pure bhakti. What do you think is better?
Или във всеки момент трябва да се опитвам да постигна чиста бхакти. Кое мислиш, че е по-добро?
What do you think is better? To strive for pure bhakti at every minute? I think, well, later on I'll become a pure devotee. Now I'll be happy to be an impure devotee.
Кой мислиш, че е по-добро, да се опитваш всеки момент да станеш чист прямо да или да се задоволиш с това, че за сега си
нечист? Should one strive for pure devotion at every minute? That's my question I ask of you.
Питам те, дали човек трябва да
бъде Кришна
осъзнат?
Yes or no?
Кажи да или не, какъв отговор?
Да.
Yes.
Ah, very good. Yeah.
Но има...
That's my point.
И условието е кармичната обусловеност. И тя понякога може да бъде много тежка. И заради това процеса на освобождение, т.е. тази инерция, да бъде много време да продължи.
Yes, but there is also a condition of the karmic conditioning which may take long
time. Yes, but depending on the intensity of your practice, that process can go faster or slower. It's really up to you.
Но всъщност всичко зависи от теб и от интензивността на твоята практика.
It's not under the laws of karma.
Защото това не е по законите на карма.
It's your desire, Prabhu.
Всичко зависи от твоето желание, Прабху.
How intense are you in your desire to become a pure devotee? That's up to you. That's your decision.
Колко силно е твоето желание да станеш чист преданен, това е твое решение.
The more intense your desire, the faster it happens.
Колкото по-силно е желанието ти, толкова по-бързо ще се случи нещо.
You know, there's one devotee who became a pure devotee within one second.
Чували си за един преданен, който за една секунда станал чист преданен.
Prabhupada describes this devotee, his name was Katvanga Maharaj.
Шрила Прабхупада описва този преданен на име Катванга Махарадж.
He was not a sadhu.
Той не е бил саду.
He was a king.
Бил цар.
But he was very powerful king.
Но бил много могъщ цар.
The demigods were being attacked by the demons in the heavenly planets.
Полубоговете били атакувани от демоните на райската планета.
And they could not repel the attack of the demons.
И те не могли да отблъснат атаките на демоните.
So they asked an earthly king to come to the heavenly planets to fight with the demons.
И те помолили един земен цар да дойде на райските планети, за да се сражава с демоните.
This Katvanga Maharaj was earthly king.
Katvanga Maharaj бил цар от земята.
So he fought valiantly for many, many long years.
И той храбро се сражава от дълги години.
And he completely defeated the demons. And the demigods were so pleased with him. They said, whatever boon you want, just ask and we will give. So he had very good Krishna conscious intelligence. He said, I only want one boon. Just tell me when I will die, that's all I want to know.
Просто ми кажете кога ще умра, това е което искам да знам.
And he said, well, Maharaj, you're dying within 1 minute, you're going to die.
И те му казали, Махарадж, всъщност ти ще умреш след една минута.
He said, thank you very much, and he took complete shelter of Krishna within his heart.
И той казал, много ви благодаря и приел пълен поцелуй.
Immediately he became a pure Munti Bhagavata.
Сърцето си и станал чист преодан и се върнал в духовния свят.
So I agree with you, it usually is a gradual process.
Съгласен съм с теб, че обикновено това е постепенен процес.
But you know something?
Но знаеш ли нещо?
For everybody that becomes a pure devotee, there will be a moment when they finally made that final transformation. There will be one moment when they finally made that transformation into a pure devotee.
За всеки, който става чист преданник, ще има този един момент, един миг, в който той ще накрая ще направи прехода и ще стане чист преданник.
Everyone who's going to become a pure devotee, there'll be some moment when that final last purification will happen. They'll become completely pure. It has to come at some time in the future for everybody who is seriously practicing Krishna consciousness.
За всеки, който сериозно практикува Кришна съзнание, в бъдещето ще дойде този момент, когато най-накрая последното замърсяване ще изчезне и той ще стане чист преданник.
So why not try for it at every moment?
Защо да се опитваме във всеки момент да постигнем това?
Think, well, I'll just be content to be a Karma Mishra Bhakta for the next 25 years. And then later on I'll think about becoming a pure, trying to achieve pure bhakti. It's not important right now. But Prabhu, can you guarantee you'll live for one more minute? Can you guarantee me you will live for 60 more seconds? Of course not. Therefore, you should strive for pure bhakti right now. That's my point. And if one continues striving in that way at every moment, it will certainly speed, the fan will slow down, the fan blade will slow down a lot quicker, I guarantee you.
Вентилатора ще се забави много по-бързо, аз ти го гарантирам.
And the more you slow it down, the faster it's coming to the point of complete stop.
И колкото повече ти го забавиш, толкова по-бързо идва.
And when it stops,
пълното спиране, когато спре,
you're a pure devotee.
Ето, вече чист преданник.
You have the power to regulate how fast that slowing process takes place to stop the blade.
И ти притежаваш тази сила, за да регулираш колко бързо ще спре
това. By how intensely you desire to become a pure devotee.
Зависимост от интензивността на твоето желание да станеш чист преданник.
You're chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Мантруваш ли 16 кръга редовно?
Strictly following the regulated principle?
Стриктно следвайки регулиращите принципи?
You take in shelter of a bona fide spiritual master?
Приемаш подслон при авторитетен духовен учител?
You're initiated?
Посветен ли си?
Yes.
Today.
Huh?
Dneska.
What is it?
Today. He said today.
You got initiated today?
Dneska si получил посвещение? Yes.
Huh?
By Jai Pataka Swami.
Oh, today you got initiated. Where was the yogi hub? By letter again? By letter or something? By letter?
Internet.
Where was the yogi hub?
Online.
Oh, online. Wow. Jai Pataka beat me to it. I haven't done an online initiation yet. He always calls me the internet guru, but he's become more of an internet guru than me. Jai, so now you should be very serious. You got initiated today, you should be very serious to follow our rules and regulations.
Сега трябва много сериозно да станеш и получи посвещение. Как ти името?
Okay, so we'll stop here.
Nayalal.
Nayalal.
What's his name?
Nayalal. Nayalal Govindadas.
Kanaya Lao.
Kanaya Lao. Kanaya Lao Govinda Das.
Hare Krishna.
Right.
She was also initiated?
His wife. His wife was also initiated.
What's her name?
Mantreshwari Radha.
Mantreshwari Radha. Mantreshwari Radha. Ah, Hare Krishna. So now you must try for pure bhakti at every second. That is the meaning of diksha.
Това е значението на диксха. Сега трябва да се стремиш към чиста бхакти във всеки момент.
Alright, so we'll stop here.
Спреме до тук.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.